The Murder of Harriet Monckton, written by Elizabeth Haynes, and read by Lisa Coleman, Joe Jameson, Richard Reed, David Thorpe, and Becky Wright.
Prologue. Monday, 6th of November, 1843. When death comes to visit, he arrives clothed in the most unexpected of disguises. Harriet Monckton did not have time to think this, or remark upon something as profound as death and life. She did not even, in the end, have time to say her prayers, or ask for help, or confess her sins. But at least she was not alone. Such a privilege is not afforded to all. Perhaps this act, visited upon her, was one of mercy. She did not deserve it. Mercy, that is. Standing straight-backed, proud, a small frown as if she had been interrupted in the act of prayer, instead of what had actually just taken place. Something far more earthly. The very air around her was filthy, contaminated. She reeked of sin. There had been conversation, a little of it, hushed, although this late, and in this place, there was nobody to hear. Perhaps someone might be walking home from a visit, along the lane, some 30 yards away, but here, they were entirely alone. "There is something else I could do to help you," she said. "I thought we agreed. You're not the first girl to find herself in trouble, you know. It's obvious to anyone with an eye and half a brain. Look at you." She even looked down at herself. Dresses hide a great deal, but there comes a point when the swelling of a girl's belly lifts the bottom of her stays, and the whole shape of her looks odd. Looks wrong. "If I had just enough money," she said, "then I should go away and not trouble anyone any further." "This is a better way. Solves the problem altogether. Do you want it or not?"
"What is it?"
"A draft. It will help you get back to the way you were. The effect is very quick." She considered it. She even looked at the bottle, although she did not read the label. If she had, she would have seen this. "The cordial balm of Syriacum. For treatment of those who have fallen into a state of chronic disability, nervous disorders of every kind, sinkings, anxieties, and tremors which so dreadfully affect the weak and the sedentary, will, in a short time, be succeeded by cheerfulness and every presage of health. Provided by R&L Perry & Co., Perry's Purifying Specific Pills, 19 Berners Street, London." The cordial balm of Syriacum, of course, was not what the bottle contained.
"Surely it would be a terrible sin," she said.
But already she was wavering. The look on her face. Dismissal, followed by doubt. Whatever plans she had made herself, they were not foolproof. Things could always go wrong. And how much easier it would be to wipe clean the slate. To start again. She would do things differently, of course, and her life could slip back to the way it was. She would be respectable. Whole. She could go to Arundel, as she had planned to, before her problem manifested itself. She could still, although she was getting on in age, make a fair match. All of these thoughts visible on her face.
"Will it hurt?"
she asked. And Death rubbed his hands with glee, knowing she was almost his. "A little. Perhaps. Not much worse than you suffer every month. It will be quick." It wasn't a lie. Not really. At least this particular suffering would be over with swiftly, and she would, actually, get back to the way she had been, albeit the state of existence before she was born, the state of oblivion. There was a moment's hesitation, but then she uncorked the bottle and drank the contents down. Her last act on earth was a brave one. Perhaps that will make a difference.